I've been having dealt with this rivalry last year in your rookie year. Do you feel any different about it? This year, is it less of a big deal to you?
I guess it's a less just because I don't have to discuss it being my first time. You know, now just going out and playing. I've been through it, played 3 games last year, so now it's just going out and playing.
Did it have a different feel to you last year playing in it? Did it? Maybe a little bit more energy in this locker room for
us? You can tell it's a rivalry game, so it's a little different energy just because it's a division game, and I mean it's Patriots versus Jets, so I think that's kind of the best way to explain it.
With some of the challenges presented by San Antonio and Plaxico, obviously different in size and obviously a little different skill set too.
Last year we faced San Antonio, so we know he does a lot of things well on the field. He's really used all over as a receiver. He's a guy that can get the ball in his hand short, take it deep. He's a guy that can go deep with it. And now you have Plaxico over there, who's a bigger physical receiver. So you see him a lot of times using that to his advantage, whether it's going up to get the ball, going inside, catching the ball. So we know when he comes out that he's going to try to be physical with us. He's bigger than all of us at the corner position, so we know how that's kind of going to go.
How do you approach a guy with that kind of length and strength at the receiver position?
I think you just try to compete against him. You see, like, other guys on film just trying to stay at him and do anything they can do because he's not playing many corners his size. So they just try to do whatever they can do to, you know, keep the ball out of his hands and try to make plays on the ball.
Have you heard anybody talk about that Plaxico touchdown from the Super Bowl a couple of years back against?
No, not here. I mean, that's not real relevant here now. So, no, I haven't heard anyone discuss.
For a guy who's been out of the game for a couple of years, does it look any worse for wear?
I mean, I didn't get to see him, you know, me only being my second year.
But just watching my team.
He looks like a guy that's prepared to play football and a guy that's going out there executing and doing what they need him to do in the game plan.
Do you feel like they've gotten, I don't want to say, they've talked about getting away from their identity a little bit, less of a ground and pound, more diversified offensively, throwing the ball a little bit more. Do you feel like they're putting more on the passing game, more on Sanchez to move the football?
Not really. I mean, I just feel like, you know, that's what they have good running backs, a good offensive line, but they also have great skill positions. So I think they just try to use all that. They got a great tight end who's a pass receiver. He catches the ball well. And then at the wide receiver position, they have great receivers. So I think they try to just use their running game and passing game.
Have you seen much improvement in Sanchez? And if so, what areas kind of jump out that he maybe is a little bit better than that?
I think just like he was saying, he's a guy who's taking more control over what's going on for that offense. And he's doing a good job getting the ball out to different guys and just taking control.